With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. He's not the boxer he once was, but who is? Pugilist legend Mike Tyson at age 58 still had the skills to last the full 8 rounds last night against YouTube superstar Jake Paul. Paul won it by unanimous decision. Washington, D.C. journalist Ben Domenech is giving rave reviews to a number of Trump cabinet nominees, including the selection of Florida Senator Marco Rubio for Secretary of State.
I will just say, I think it's an A-plus move, but it's also, I think it's a good move for him career-wise. I think it's something where he's going to have authority in an area where he knows more than I think almost anybody in the country what that department needs in order to function better.
Domenech weighed in on the Trump cabinet selections this week during an interview with the Salem Radio Network, as did Florida Senator Rick Scott. He says now's the time to reexamine the role of the federal government in regulating American life.
All they do is bog everything down. You can't get a permit. You've got they're telling you how to run your life. That's why we have our states. That's how this was set up. So it's United States of America. It's not the federal government of America.
Senator Scott believes it's time to consider abolishing a number of federal agencies, including the U.S. Department of Education, saying the states can do just as good of a job, if not better, at managing their own education. Americans stepped up their spending at retailers last month. The latest sign, the healthy consumer spending category, is driving the economy's steady, if slow, increase. Retail sales were up 0.4% from September through October. U.S. stocks fell to their worst loss since Election Day on Friday, as the boost that Wall Street got from last week's victory by Donald Trump and a cut to interest rates by the Fed continues to fade. The S&P sank 1.3% of its value. This is SRN News. There's a new look at LGBT Americans.
Given their prominence in entertainment and in the news media, a lot of people guess the U.S. population of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people is about one-third or possibly more. But the latest Gallup poll finds LGBT individuals make up just 7.6% of the total population. And most of those people are Generation Z, teens and young adults. Older people are much less likely to be gay, suggesting that many young people will actually shed that label as they age. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-family groups are hoping President Trump will make good on his campaign promises to end President Biden's promotion of transgenderism. Opposition to transgenderism was emphasized in the closing days of Mr. Trump's campaign. One of his final ads stated that, quote, "Kamala is for they-them, President Trump is for you." The Biden administration made transgenderism a priority from day one. This is SRN News. Drought has parched the northeast U.S. for weeks now, draining reservoirs and priming the landscape for damaging wildfires and pushing politicians to implement water-saving measures. Here's correspondent Jackie Quinn.
There are drought watches for the city and points north. Paul Rush is with the New York City Department of Environmental Protection.
Normally, we'd have from September until now about 10 inches of rain, and we've only received about 2.5.
He says the city's water system is down to 63% capacity. Ulster County resident Pamela Martin.
The water levels are low, and you can see a lot of the basin of the Shokan Reservoir, which you can't usually see.
Officials say they're considering stopping work on the Delaware Aqueduct. It may be needed now to bring more water into the New York City area. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And you'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.